Welcome back to another episode of the Over the Fence podcast. With me, Elmer Torres. I am so sorry for those that DM me or message me or just tell me, hey, what the hell? Why are you not dropping any more episodes? Did you quit? Did you become a fucking quitter? Ever since you become on this fucking keto diet, you become this fucking twink. What's going on? Well, I'm here to explain. I have been going to city here in the San Francisco Bay Area, from San Francisco to Sacramento, from San Jose, and all in between, doing comedy. Yes, stand-up comedy, open mic, if you really want to be precise and correct. I have been very working on my craft, trying to perfect my stage time, and I think that's more important than a podcast right now. But I'm not saying you are not important. I'm just saying is that I put that first, and I have been having the most fantastic journey, time, whatever you want to call it. I've been enjoying it, and they say these are the golden years when you do comedy. When you're first doing comedy is when nobody knows you. You're on the road. You can say what you want. You can predict. You can say any joke. You can say any sexist joke. You can say this. You can say that. And you can get away with it. And lately, I've been more crashing and killing shit than bombing. So that's a big old plus. And thank you for those that listen. It's been probably 3-4 months since I dropped an episode. Every single episode has hit like triple or even double or whatever the views and stuff. And I appreciate that. I really do. People comment on old episodes and the first episode from the 37th episode, whatever. I appreciate you. Yes, you listening, female, male, or whatever you're transitioning to. I appreciate you. But that's what I've been doing. And let's get into the episode. This is a very special episode, and I'm going to tell you why. I have a new job. I'm currently having sex with an Asian, and I'm currently talking to an African-American girl, but yet she has not given me the ass because, you know, let's just get it real. Black bitches always want to think, you know, they have that good, and they be like, I know my worth, but I'm not just going to give it to anybody. And, you know, they always, you know, tend to do that, but I really do relate because they really do have the cream in between those goddamn legs. So I rather let it simmer and marinate and, you know, talk my way into the pussy instead of, you know, like, you know, being all weird and like, oh, bitch, you ain't give me that kid, I'm gone, bitch. No, I ain't gonna do none of that. So I'm going to continue to keep talking to her. But the Asian broad, it just took a couple nights and, you know, Chester Franklin to leave me a voicemail for her, you know, to win her over. And I just hate her moaning. And that's the only downfall that she has. But the pussy was only 6.5. But it was cool. I had it. And guess what? I ain't falling in love with no damn chank. Nah, but she's very pretty, though. But on this episode, I'm going to talk about me falling in love with a 60-year-old. And let me rephrase that. I fell in love with a 60-year-old pussy. I don't know if you guys remember when I used to have a crazy neighbor that always asked for utensils and plates and cups and stuff. She no longer lives here. But my new person of interest, my new neighbor, is a 62-year-old black woman, and her name is Danya. And I'm in love with her. Yep, I'm in love with her. Excuse me about that. That was the cauliflower pizza I ordered that was knocking on my door. But like I was saying, I fell in love with a 60-year-old pussy. She just recently moved in, and I introduced myself. She was recently divorced, so I was helping her move in, and, you know, I got her all settled in, and so I basically moved in for her. Like, I moved everything. You know, she's 62 years old. She really can't do much. So, you know, I set up her bed. I set up, you know, her living room and her kitchen and everything that she needed. I was there. And she doesn't look 62. You would think, oh, shit, she looks a good 43. But she made me the most bombest dinner ever. She made me a casserole to die for. I guess she's like from down south, St. Louis or something. Her accent, oh my God. Oh my God. Her accent is crazy. You wouldn't even believe it. So she asked me if I was single. Well, you know, if I had anybody that I was seeing. And I said, no, I'm not. You know, I'm a free agent. You know. And I've been talking to her probably for a good solid 9.5 days. But last night was magical. She, you know, after I visited and we hanged out in the living room and we watched a little bit of Golden Girls, and she whispered in my ear, would you like to join me in the bedroom, sugar? And I knew I was going to dust the pussy off. I was going to dust the pussy off. I guarantee you that she was going to need some type of respirator, some type of, you know, some type of something to wake her game up after I was done with her. And she is the most freakiest 62-year-old I've ever been with. She had a swing on the door. She had multiple toys. She had a mouth gag, you know, those balls that you put on your, you know, in your mouth. She had handcuffs. She had this. She had that. And then she told me, would you like to use the swing? And I'm like, yes, I never put any type of female on a sexual swing before. But she told me, no, sugar. I want to put you on the swing. And at first I hesitated. And then I said, you know what, Danya, you're right. Why not? You can put me on the swing. And, you know, I was fucking her, but she was in the position like how a man would be, you know, when a man is fucking a woman, but she was fucking me, but I was still fucking her. She scratched my back and she left me a couple hickeys on my neck. And she made me put the gag ball in my mouth. She put a rag between my eyes so I couldn't see. She was whipping me with a whip. And we had Marvin Gaye on playing in the background. That was the most intense sex experience that I've ever had with a 62-year-old. But here's the trippy part about the whole situation. During that whole positive ordeal of me having sex, her 70-year-old ex-husband, like I said, she got divorced and whatnot. You know, I don't know if he had an extra key or the door was open or he picklocked it or something. He came in the room. I was chained to the swing, so I really couldn't defend myself. The dude started yelling, and the dude is tall. He's probably like 6'5", but I couldn't do anything. Like, he started yelling. His goddamn dentures flew out of his mouth. I don't know if he had a stick or if it was his walking stick. He started fucking beating me with the fucking stick. And Danya was like, leave him alone. Leave him alone. And then I'm trying my best to get out the goddamn swing. You know, by the time I get out the swing, I mean, the little, you know, out the chains or whatever I was stuck on, I still didn't swing. I still did not, you know, hit him back, because he's 70 years old. The dude is like 30, 35, probably even 40 years younger. The dude's old. And then he's screaming at me, how can you be fucking my wife? How can you be fucking my wife? And the thing is, she forgot to tell me is that divorce wasn't finalized probably within that week. So technically, I was still fucking a married woman. But it's okay, because you know why? Because that was the most bestest pussy I've ever had. That was the best pussy I've ever had. And after the 70-year-old dude, I don't even know his name, calmed down, I called him an Uber. And he got on the Uber and he left. And, you know, she's telling me, I'm sorry, I should have told you. You know, I just didn't want to ruin it because I thought you were such a great Mexican. Never had Mexican before. And I just wanted to experience. And I said, it's okay, sugar. You know, she was calling me sugar. So I started calling her fucking sugar. The hell? And I'm like, it's okay, you know, it's all right, you know, like, got a couple bruises from your husband's fucking walking stick on my back and on my shoulder, but it's fine. It's fine. That I don't care. I'm here for you. And then her daughter came. Her daughter is fine as fuck. She's probably my age, 32. My fucking age. And she couldn't believe it. Her mom is fucking a younger man. And I couldn't believe how fine the fucking daughter is. Like, fuck, if that was the case, I wouldn't even fuck the mom because the daughter had fucking more ass than a kangaroo, you know? And she couldn't accept it, but we all had dinner. You know, like, she's looking at me, why are you with my mom? Do you want her money? Do you want her 401k? Do you want, all those goddamn typical questions that, you know, you will ask a younger person, like, why are you with an older person and shit? And, you know, you just have to be there, you know, because the mom, Danya, she sucks a mean fucking dick. Like, she really does. And, you know, she literally lives right next door. So she's always coming in my apartment. I give her an extra key. So when I'm not even here, you know, I'm a fat pig. So I come in my apartment. Everything is folded. My clothes is folded. I got fucking food in the goddamn oven ready to go. Like, I got scented candles and, you know, all the shit when I walk in. Like, I'm all good. Even though I have a broken TV right now because my 3-year-old nephew broke my TV and my fucking sister doesn't want to pay me because in her words, go buy another one. I can afford it. You know, so the only TV / thing that I have to watch is my tablet. And guess fucking what? My sugar mama bought me a brand new Samsung TV. Yeah. Do you believe that? And I digged her down again. I fucking digged her down again to the point that I ate her ass and cooch and everything. So I got the Asian broad calling me, oh my God, when are we going to hang out? I got the other black girl from work, when are we going to hang out? I'm ignoring her because look, sugars, Danya is buying me shit and she got fire pussy and she cooks me casseroles, bitch. What the fuck are you doing for me? You dig what I'm saying? But I don't know. And that's basically what I've been on for the last couple months. I've really just been working on my stage time, and I just thought that was a funny story to tell you guys. And you know, Danya gets out like around 5 a.m. so I'm about to smash again. Yeah, dig. And you know, she just wants me to take a shower before I go over. She always wants me to take a shower. Like, she always texts me, did you happen to shower yet? Make sure you tuck your shirt in. Make sure you close that door. All that cold air coming in my house. But, nah, man, that's, you know, I'm going to just keep this episode brief and just to catch up on you guys, man. And, you know, that's all I really got to say for this episode, man. But thank you again for everybody that, man, when I tell you guys I've been ghost on the podcast, I've been really ghost. And for me to see numbers like that from, like, consistently, my numbers are going up, and like, if I'm dropping shit every week, and I appreciate you guys, man. I really, really do. I want to thank everybody that listens, and, you know, the future listeners, every people that show me love in every club, and especially everybody that comes out and see me. Please DM me on my social media sites for my next dates and wherever the fuck I'm about to perform, so I can just give you guys the details. The reason I don't give you details is because, you know, it's a 50-50 thing. Because, you know, I do stand-up. Some will call it... sorry, my throat hurts. I got Rona right now. You know, I do open mics, so like sometimes they're full, sometimes they're not full. But please DM me for the info. I'll for sure let you guys know what's happening. Shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to my brother, Chester Franklin on his podcast. I don't want to say his podcast because you guys should know by now. You guys should fucking know by now. And if you don't know, the Fork and Socket podcast. Go fucking listen. Stop fucking playing around. Thank you again. Thank you for Blue Chew for sponsoring me. You guys are amazing. Thank you for, Hemp Vat is not a sponsor no more. Fuck them. For everybody, the hot sauce company, everybody, man. Thank you very much. And like I say in every single episode, make sure she sucks your dick before you fuck, because you deserve the full package. And we are out. Over the fence. Just meet me over the fence. Yeah, over the fence. Yeah, over the fence. Over the fence. Yeah, we jumping over the fence. Wow. Over the fence. Podcast my shit. Gonna talk slick, gonna get your wig split. Over the fence, spread a green grass grows. If you ain't tapping, you better act like you know. If you ain't too. And then what is the deal? I'ma spin it straight back, so he's keeping it real. He a real deal caterpillar, bitch stealer. Yeah, he always puts the hammer like his name is God either. Over the fence, all these podcasts whack. He be eating straight comedians, he treat them like snacks. Coming with the rush like we playing defense. Make sure you motherfucking locked in the over the fence, yeah. Listening to the check it out, over the fence. We jumping over the fence. We talking over the fence. Just meet me over the fence. Yeah, over the fence. Yeah, over the fence. Over the fence. Yeah, we jumping over the fence. I'm